HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Sharp's Assassin by Bernard Cornwell. Performed by Rupert Farley. Sharp's Assassin is for Whiskey, my wonderful dog, who kept me company as I wrote 11 books, and who died just as this one was finished. Part 1. The Fortress. Chapter 1. There were three men on the ridge top. Two were alive. One of the two, a tall, lean man, his face darkened by sun, was wielding a pickaxe, slamming the blade down into the stubborn earth. The top 12 inches of digging had been easy, but the hard rain of 2 days before had not loosened the thick clay soil beneath, and the pick was striking hard but not deep.
"This'll take all bloody day," he grumbled.
"Let me do it," the second man said. He was even taller, a burly, hard-muscled man who spoke in an Irish accent.
"You take the shovel." "I want to do it," the first man said surlily and slammed the pick down again.
He was stripped to the waist, wearing only a crude straw hat, calf-length boots, and French cavalry overalls. His shirt and his green rifleman's jacket were hung on a nearby tree, together with his heavy cavalry sword, a tattered red officer's sash, and a rifle.
"I told you to dig the hole in the valley," the bigger man said. "The ground's softer down there."
"It has to be up here, Pat. Dan always liked the high ground."
"I'll miss Dan," Patrick Harper said wistfully. "Bloody frogs."
The pickaxe hammered down again.
"Give me that shovel."
"I'll shovel it," Harper said.
"Make room."
He jumped into the shallow grave and scraped out some loose soil and stones. The officer walked to the tree and took down his rifle.
"I'll bury this with him," he said.
"Why not his own rifle?"
"Because his is better than mine. Dan won't mind."
"He looked after his rifle, that's for sure."
Dan Hagman's corpse lay on the grass. He'd been killed by a French voltigeur in the battle that had been fought on the ridge just 1 day before. Most of the battalion's dead were being buried in a shallow grave on the lower ground, close to the chateau of Hougoumont, that still smoked from the fire that had destroyed the main house. Another fiercer and larger fire burnt closer to the chateau, and the stink of it wafted up the ridge. The officer crouched beside Hagman's corpse and gently touched the dead man's face.
"You're a good man, Dan," he said.
"He was that."
The officer, whose name was Richard Sharp, flicked a piece of dirt from Dan Hagman's green jacket that had been cleaned and mended by one of the battalion wives. Sharp had washed Hagman's face, though no amount of washing could erase the rash of powder burns scored into Hagman's right cheek, each burn thrown up by the explosion of powder in his rifle's pan.
"We should say a prayer," he said.
"If we ever make his grave deep enough," Harper grumbled.
"You can say it. You're a Catholic."
"Christ, I haven't seen a church in 10 years, Harper said.
"I doubt God listens to me.
He doesn't even know I exist.
I wonder if Dan prayed."
"He sang a nice hymn, so he did," Harper said.
He took the pickaxe and drove it deep into the ground.
"We'll soon have this done," he said, loosening the hard-packed soil with a heave.
"I don't want the foxes digging him up. We'll put rocks on top of him."
Sharp had made a wooden cross from the shattered backboards of an artillery wagon. He'd used a red-hot bayonet to burn Dan Hagman's name into the crosspiece, then added, "Rifleman." He arched his back, trying to work the pain from his muscles, and stared across the shallow valley where the battle had been fought. There were corpses everywhere, men and horses, while the crops were flattened and scorched by artillery fire.
"God, that's..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?